Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Lover of God or lover of gold? There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of money, 2 Timothy 3:1-2. Loving God, loving gold. Only one letter separates the two, but the outlooks are worlds apart, and the love of one will overpower the love of the other. As Jesus said, "No servant can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money," Luke 16:13. Paul accurately describes the perilous times when men shall be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, the result of embracing the world's system of values. John Wesley has been described as a man who died leaving behind nothing but his Bible, his horse, and the Methodist Church. Listen as he echoes Paul's admonition about the deceitfulness of riches. Walk with John Wesley, an Englishman who founded the Methodist Church in the 1700s. Let us open our eyes and we may daily see the melancholy proof of this. Those who, resolving to be rich, coveting after money, the root of all evil, have already pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The cautiousness with which the apostle here speaks is highly observable, for one may possibly be rich without any fault of his by an overruling providence, preventing his own choice. Riches, dangerous as they are, do not always drown men in destruction and perdition. But the desire for riches does. Those who calmly desire and deliberately seek to attain them, whether they do in fact gain the world or not, do invariably lose their own souls. These are those who sell him, who bought them with his blood, for a few pieces of gold or silver. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9.
2 Timothy 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these teachers oppose the truth. They are men of depraved minds, who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone.
Worldly voices and values clamor for your attention every day. And given the chance, they will dictate your priorities. Paul's advice has never been timelier. Focus on the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. 2 Timothy 3:15. God's Word is a gold mine for the one who loves God.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.